Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right. Okay. Is Auntie Carrie doing the 2 Samuel 22 tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
2 Samuel 22. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters, and thick clouds in the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered, at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. All his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God, save the Lord? And who is a rock, save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord. But he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people unto me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that audio reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. I have Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, and Brother Hubert, and myself, and Angela may or may not be able to join us tonight. But praise God. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. What we will go to next is the blessing of the prayer line, which will be led by Brother Hubert. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, come in your presence one more time. Give you the thanks, the glory, and the honor that do your name. We come to worship you and you alone, O Lord. O Lord, let something that be said today that we could take out throughout our week. And let us seek thy will, O Lord, not our will, but thy will be done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Brother Hubert. Next, we have a song, a request by Auntie Janet. So, Hubert and Mom, you have to take control. I don't even know the name of the song, guys.
The Lord of God, mercy me.
Amen.
No. Wait, hold on. No,
Y'all hear it?
Yes. Amen.
We did have a caller to call in. Last four digits 0411.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm just calling to listen to the message for tonight.
Is this Auntie Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, so we have Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Auntie Betty, Brother Hubert, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Mary, and myself on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. Put in a request by Auntie Janet. First, I would like to go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm coming from the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, starting at the 15th verse, the strife of the two nations under the law. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of the Lord after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Romans 7. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm from Proverbs 4. Hear you children, the instruction of the Father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my word, keep my commandment and live. Get wisdom and understanding, forget it not, neither doctrine from the word of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of that, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ointment of grace, a crown of glory. She shall deliver thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Proverbs 4. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out to 14.
I'm sorry, we could barely hear you.
I'm coming out of 14.
I can't hear you.
Ephesians 3:14-20. Can you hear?
You so far away.
No, that might be on my phone. Okay. Can you hear me now?
You still sound far away. Speak loud.
That's what I'm doing. I'm speaking loud. Okay. Firm ground for stormy times. Despite the promise of security and safety that demon gazing into our ears. An amazing amount of relaxation abound among us in this in his book. Wind, sand, and stars atone the places tell of being lost in an airplane over the Gabon at night. The crew had followed a star, thinking it to be an airport vehicle. Can you hear? Can y'all hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Amen. I think she dropped.
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, we can hear you better now.
Okay. In a large measure, this incident is a striking picture of the spiritual predicament in which a great many find themselves today. Many feel uprooted and detached, having no sense of direction while charming a flight through space in the darkness. Despair have taken root in so many places. Confusion is widespread existence in a maze of competing aim and ideal. We can't seem to find our way back to our proper spiritual home. We can't find solid ground beneath our feet as existence deeply rooted in the presence of God. If we want sure guiding, deep-rooted, and firm grounding that will give everlasting meaning to our lives, we must find the beacon that will lead us back to our true and proper spiritual home. For it is this divine authority for which we must constantly seek. Paul write about such a beacon in Ephesians. Paul prayed for the Ephesians with a compelling urgency that they will sink their root deeply in God's love. This can happen for anyone who persistently asks God for forgiveness and strength, for he is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. In Jesus' name, amen. That is Ephesians 3:14 and 20. Okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Ephesians. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. My child, never forget the thing that I have told you. Throw up my command in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty or kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder and write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barn with grain and your vat will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline. Don't be upset when he corrects you, for the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Proverbs 3. I will go next. And I just want to share with you guys that God is love. God is about love. There's no gray area. And First Corinthians 4 says, love is patient. Love is kind. Mm-hmm. It does not envy, and it does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Proverbs 19, 1 through 10. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge. It is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of a man pervert his ways, and his heart flutter against the Lord. Wealth make many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be under punishment, and he that speak lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend of him that giveth gift. All the brothers of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friend go far from him? He pursued them with worry, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loves his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delight is not seeming for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over prince. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Proverbs 19. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Brother Hubert, are you on mute?
Yes, I was. I'll be coming from Isaiah 62, verse 1-7. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet, till her righteousness shine out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nation will see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hezekiah and your land builder, for the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your son marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. I have posted watchmen on your wall, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourself no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and make her the praise of the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of, let's see, Isaiah 52. Amen. Okay, that completes our first round. Now we would go into the second shut-ins. And is there anyone I need to add or take off the list?
Yes, Lorraine, you need to take Hazel off. She passed Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Hazel?
No, she passed Saturday.
Our condolences goes out to Hazel and family.
Man, I like to read a verse.
Okay. Go ahead, Auntie.
I'm coming from Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 1st through the 10th verse. At that time, the disciple came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will be no means into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this is my name, receive me. But whosoever calls one of these little ones who believe in me to stone were hung aground his neck, and he was drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world, because of offense, for offense must come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot cause you to sin, cut it off and cast it into you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than to have two eyes
to be cast into the hell fire. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven the angels always see the face of my Father unto is in heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Mary, out of Matthew 18. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. I just lost my part. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Dave, Auntie Joan, the Lowe's family, the Nellum family, Brian, Uncle James, Uncle, actually it says the Williams family, Sister Sherilyn family, Brian, Angela, grandkids, Auntie Wileen, Sylvia, Kamisha, Mary Ann, Joseph, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Lord, we ask that you look upon the sick and shut-ins with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon them. And Father God, we ask that your life-giving powers flow into every cell of their bodies and into their souls, cleansing them of anything that is not of you. And we are asking that you restore their health. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. We have reached a part where we honor birthdays. And I do not have a list. I don't know if Mom and them have a list or not. We're about to find out. Mom, do you guys have a list?
No, we don't have a list.
Okay, so if anyone wants us to honor someone's birthdays, speak now.
I would like to wish my brother Dave a happy birthday the 29th of April. My birthday is the 27th of April. I'm asking y'all to pray for me and pray for my brother.
Amen.
I'm sorry, when did you say your birthday?
27th. Dave the 29th.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Let's see here. Mother May, would you do the honor and singing the birthday song for us?
Wait a minute. Sister Carrie got a birthday in April.
It ain't time.
It ain't time yet.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mother May. Now we have reached a part of the program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, a testimony, a song or a poem, or even more Bible verses. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Mother May.
She passed.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
I'm going to try to sing a little song.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. And he's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. And he's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for sharing that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song?
Okay.
Amen. Okay, we're moving right along here. Brother Hubert, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight? Brother Hubert.
He said he passed.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, that would be six. Auntie Mary, is there anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm gonna ask for y'all prayers. I'm supposed to go on dials, and so I'm praying and asking God to give, you know, to show me the way. Mm. And what to do. And I'm asking for y'all prayers.
Amen.
Okay, all right. Amen. We got you in our prayers. Amen. Amen.
Are you in the hospital, Mary?
Ma'am.
Are you in the hospital?
No, I'm at home.
Home, okay. All right.
All right.
Water will keep you off of that machine.
Is that mom trying to talk? We can't hear her.
I said, drink a lot of water. That'll keep you off that machine.
It's probably late now, ma'am.
Mom, you sound like you're in the wilderness. I cannot hear you.
You sound like you're down in a hole.
Let us stay in the wilderness.
Okay. All right, so we have finished the second round table, and now I need to assign parts for next week. Second Samuel 23, do I have a volunteer?
I'll take it. God got it.
Amen.
Man.
Okay, I have an opening for the Bless Another Prayer Line. Anyone wants to bless the prayer line next week?
I'll take it.
Who is that?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie. Okay, for the closing prayer, do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will take care of that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay.
I will be traveling next Sunday and Monday, so please keep me in prayer. This is Sister Shirley.
Okay. Calling on traveling mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Lord Jesus, you have made us You have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us how to apply what we have learned in this gathering tonight to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. And Father God, give us the wisdom that lead to love and faith. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we believe and pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're praying for Auntie Mary, traveling mercy for Sister Shirley, and a few of the other family members that went to Georgia for a memorial for Daniel. They had a second memorial. So we're calling on traveling mercy for Sister Shirley and anyone else that is traveling within the next week. Amen.
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 Amen. The next song I chose is You Hold It All Together. Brother Hubert, you got it?
Yes, I got it.
Right time when I least expect
Together, the music, we're having a little music difficulty this week, but we know the Lord holds it all together. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us and for sharing the good news. Father God, help us to be doers of your word and not just speak of your words. My wish for everyone to have a safe and blessed week and keep God first. God loves you and so do we. We love you all. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
We love you all.
Hello. Love you too.
Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed
you
week.
You too. Love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You come.
Amen, amen, amen. From the Nellens family, may everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. Keep God first. Good night.